Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra Kufayin Dalid, Baba Basra 174b, pagination is 348. We're going to start about a third of the way down. At the end of a line, it says, V'chein haya Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Omer, a quote from the previous daf regarding a ruling of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. The ruling can be found on Kufayin Gimel Amud Beis, pagination 346, where Rav Shimon ben Gamliel describes a person who is an Arev. He's a guarantor on a ksuba that the husband gave to his wife. V'haya baila megarsha, and now the husband is indeed divorcing her, and he's going to have to pay the ksuba. And the husband doesn't have money to pay the ksuba, and this arev, this guarantor, is going to be paying the ksuba. The risk here over here is significant. If you don't know the story with this couple, so Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, Yadirena hana'a, the husband has to make a vow that he will not have benefit from his wife, and he makes it al das rabim in such a way that he will not be able to do a hataras nedarim on it. And the reason that he makes this vow that he can't benefit from his wife is because that will make sure that this get is definitive and that he will not take her back. Shema yasu kenunya, we're worried that they're going to make a trick al nechasim shel zeh, on the property of the guarantor, v'yachzer es ishto, and he'll take his wife back. Let's take an example that the ksuba is $100,000. If this husband and wife have fallen onto difficult times, there is a way they could extract $100,000 from the guarantor. If he divorces her, she looks to collect her ksuba, can't do so from her ex-husband, and goes to the guarantor to collect it, and she collects the $100,000, and then, mazel tov, they reconcile, and he takes her back, and now they have $100,000. So Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, there has to be a protection put in place, and we recommend yidirena hana'a, that the husband make a vow that he will not benefit from his wife for a lifetime, forever. And that will make sure that if he does give this get, it's going to be definitive and will not be done to take advantage of the guarantor. The Gemara over here tells us a story. Kufayin Dalet Amud Beis. Moshe Bar Otzri, Arva de Kesuvasa de Kalsehave. There's a person, Moshe Bar Otzri, who was the Orev, the guarantor, on the Ksuba of his daughter-in-law. His son got married. He signed taking responsibility for the Ksuba. Again, the husband is the one who pays it, but here the father-in-law took responsibility as a backup. Ravuna Berei, Ravuna the son, Tzuber Midrabanan Have, he was a big Talmud Chacham, Dechikale Milsa, and he really had trouble financially. Omer Abaye, Abaye said, Leka de Nezel de Nasve Eitzel Ravuna, isn't there somebody who can go ahead and give a solution to Ravuna? I have a solution, and we're going to have to think about this. But he gave the solution, the negarsha ledivisu, let him divorce his wife. V'seizo v'sigvi k'suvasa me'avua, the husband has nothing, so she'll go and collect it from the guarantor, that's the father-in-law. V'hoda nahadra, and then he'll take her back. Amalei Rava, Rava said, v'hayadirena hanotnan, there's a rectification on this, there's a protection. When someone goes ahead and divorces his wife and tries to collect, so before we allow the collection, he has to make a vow that he's not going to benefit from her, which will end up that he'll never be able to take her back. Amalei Abaye. Abaye said, no, I think it's a good solution. Otu called the Megarish, Bevedina Megarish. You think everybody that divorces in Bezdin, that we're going to be obligated to give the suggestions and the solutions, they'll go be Megarish, they'll go collect, we'll keep our hands out of it, and the father will be none the wiser. He won't consult us, and therefore he won't be protected. L'sofi gloi milsed de kohen hu. It emerged that this son that they were trying to find a solution for is a kohen. And therefore, the solution of divorcing his wife and trying to take her back isn't going to work. Amar Abaye, Abaye said, like witty comment, Hainu da Amri Inshi, that's what people say, Basar Anya Ozla Aniyusa. After poverty goes poverty. You can't seem to pull him out of the poverty. And that's an expression, comes up by the Mevi'ei Bikurim, by the baskets of the people who brought Bikurim. There's such an expression that the rich get richer, the poor get poorer. Such an expression, we can't find a solution for this person. Asks the Gemara, Umyomar Abaye Hochi, Abaye would give such a suggestion. It's manipulating. V'amar Abaye Ezeu Rasha Orum, what's an example of a person who's wicked with great strategies? Zeha Mesi Eitza Limkor ben Chosim Kirab Shimon ben Gamliel. That's a person who gives a suggestion that after somebody was told you can use it and then give it to somebody else, he gives a suggestion to the person, go sell it so that there's nothing left for the other person. We don't give such suggestions. We try to play clean. Why is Abaye making this suggestion that the person should divorce his wife in order to get the ksuba and then take her back? So it doesn't work because he's a kohen, but Abaye was ready to give the suggestion, and you see that even Rava was playing ball with the suggestion and said, I don't think it's going to work because they're going to make a neder, they're going to make a vow that he won't be able to take her back. But basically, it was a suggestion on the table. And the Gemara answers, Beno Shaini, Tzuba Mirabonan Shaini, it's his son, and they assessed it that it was proper for the father to support the son, and he wasn't doing it. And therefore, they were looking for a way to kind of force the father to assist the family. Indeed, in Shulchan Aruch, when this is brought, it's with that delicate consideration. We're not just manipulating people. In Evan Ezer Kuf Beis Sif Zayin, you're not allowed to do it, and we protect the guarantor by having this vow made. Miu, but im ha'av orev lekaloso, if it's a case where the father is the one who is guaranteeing the ksuba for his daughter-in-law, ba'ad b'no, on behalf of his son, who's the one with the obligation, and the son is under a lot of pressure financially, and the advisors, the Rabbanim, the Bezdin, make an assessment that he's really entitled to the support, but the parents aren't coming through. And the father is not allowing benefit from his property to the children. And apparently, the Shulchan Aruch is describing a case where it would be appropriate for them to be assisting. Mutalasia Eitzazu, you're allowed to give such advice, and if he could pull it off, he pulls it off. If the father-in-law goes to Bezdin and they tell him only with a neder, so then the young couple is just going to remarry and they'll never have collected the ksuba. But if it's possible to pull it off, according to law, you're allowed to pull it off, because we always look at what's supposed to be here according to Das Torah. And if Das Torah is that the father is supposed to be supporting, but he's stingy or he's very righteous about it, let my son get a better job. But we assess it and we realize that the son is doing what he could. So this solution is not meant to support laziness or something. But if it's true that the children are having a hard time and the father is not helping out, when Beis Din decides that he ought to, so then these types of suggestions might actually be available. It still leaves us a little bit uncomfortable. It sounds manipulating. I'd like to close with a quick story. They say a certain Rebbe went to one of his Hasidim, his devoted followers, and he visited him in his place of business, and he says to him that, "I really have a problem." "What's the problem?" "We have a member in our kehillah, in our congregation, who's really fallen under terrible times. He, family, the children, thank God they've seen blessing. One of the children just got engaged. They need money for the wedding." And he goes on and on about how this family is needy but blessed and needs your help. So this businessman, Chassid, looks at the Rebbe and says, "Certainly, whatever the Rebbe wants, whatever number the Rebbe thinks I should write out a check for, I'll write out a check right away. Just tell me who to write the check to." And the Rebbe says, "I think you should write the check to your brother." And that stunning perspective that I'm ready to help out downtrodden people everywhere else, but to forget the pasuk umibesarcha lo tesalim, not to ignore those who are flesh and blood, those who are close to you, that seems to be the theme of this Gemara. And the control here is that Beis Din, Abaya, Rava, they have to assess that it's appropriate. But if it is appropriate to take such measures, they might actually give advice that doesn't sound so straight. But because fundamentally that support was supposed to be given, it's just making straight what right now is actually crooked. In the words of the Shulchan Aruch, "Ein ha'av mahaneu min achasav." The father is not allowing benefit to this child, even though the assistance would be proper. In such a case, Abaya and Rava, they were willing to step in and try to help. Yeshe Kovach, thank you for joining.